Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on Joanne London, date of birth 9/29/1962, date of procedure is December 7, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher. DO, referring physician is Dr. Margarita Carre. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Indication is colon cancer screening, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as a possibility of missing lesions, such as emergency oral experience of patient, period. Patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated, pre-anesthesia services, monitor, anesthesia care, period. Digital rectal exam was normal, period, of well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscopes, introduced to the rectum, and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and components of pulse, period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, sunfish, descending colon, sigma colon, and rectum, period. Retroflexy was obtained in the rectum, period. Valve preparation was good with a Boston probe score of 7, 2-3-2, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings, number one, there were two diminutive rectal polyps, both removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was a rectosigmoid sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. That was diminutive in size. Next line, there was evidence of rectosigmoid erythema. This was biopsied for histology. Next line, there was a polyp versus inverted tick at 20 centimeters from the anal verge, comma. This was biopsied for histology. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids. Next line, there was severe pan-diverticulosis coli. Next line, Boston Bell probe score was 7, 2-3-2. Next line, there was a tortuous and looping colon, particularly at the sigmoid, comma. There was some difficulty traversing the sigmoid colon at 20 centimeters from the anal verge, period, due to the narrowed and fixed sigmoid colon. There was some difficulty visualizing the entirety of the mucosa due to the lumen caliber. Period. Plan. Would recommend 3-year follow-up given the tortuosity and looping of the colon, particularly on the left side. Next line. We'll pay particular attention to the biopsies taken at 20 centimeters from the anal verge of the polyp versus the inverted tick, comma, if biopsies come back more than just hyperplastic or normal mucosa, may need repeat flexic for full evaluation and retrieval if this is adenomatous. Next line, follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend high fiber diet and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled.